well-kept secrets of Canadian banks are being exposed. Confessions of an ex-banker reveals all the tactics that banks and investment firms use to make millions in hidden fees by selling products that they wouldn't even buy for themselves. John Callis, ex-banker, certified financial planner for almost 20 years, and whistleblower, has witnessed it all, and he is sharing it with everyone. You'll learn investment strategies that your advisor doesn't want you to know, how to eliminate thousands of dollars in hidden fees every year, how to negotiate the absolute lowest rate for your mortgage, how to get the highest interest rates for your GICs, and much more. And now, the host of Confessions of an Ex-Banker, John Callis.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me here once again on Confessions of an Ex-Banker. My name is John Callis, and I'm a certified financial planner here in Montreal, Quebec. Have been since the late 90s, and I run my own financial planning firm, which is called Merit Financial Planning. Now, I think it's obvious what I want to talk about again this morning, and we're continuing with the fallout of the bank scandal that has surfaced in Canada. TD started the role. Some employees and some ex-employees were mentioning how the bank is forcing them to sell products to achieve revenue goals and objectives that they have. This runs from your customer service representative or the individuals that, you know, will pay your bills and cash your checks and stuff like that, all the way to the bankers, the mortgage lenders, financial planners. Pretty much everybody in the staff has objectives. And it's funny that this comes out a week ago or 10 days ago or so. And a couple of days later, I get a magazine that I received from the industry in French. It's called Conseiller, so advisor in English. And the headline on the cover is, Qui a peur du nouveau relevé? Who is scared of the new statement that clients are getting? I haven't read the article, but it's so on time, let's say, because basically, judging from the headline, what it says is that your clients are gonna start finding out how much they're paying for their mutual funds that you're selling to them, and the picture has somebody hiding behind their chair. Oh my goodness, the truth is finally gonna come out. Well, for all you longtime listeners, I've had this podcast, I think it's since August of last year. You've known that I've been talking about stuff like this for almost every episode. And I've gotten lots of questions from you, the listeners, and also from, you know, people that, well, my clients and other people that are sort of following me. Lots of questions of how they can protect themselves, you know, what strategies or what they should look at or what they should look for when they walk into the branch, when they're speaking with their banker or the branch manager. So here's what I'll do. I'll go through the podcast right now that I've done and show you or point you to all the different episodes that I've done and which ones specifically talk about you know, how to protect yourself and the scandal that's going on right now. So if I'm looking at, well, the first one, my first episode, which is the introduction, you know, gives you a little roundup of what this podcast is all about. But then the second episode talks about exchange-traded funds, which are investments that are excellent when it comes to investing your money, and a replacement for mutual funds. The fees are much, much lower, but financial advisors don't talk about exchange-traded funds because they don't get paid for them. So my third episode talks about conflict of interest situations, which is basically what this whole scandal is all about. The fourth episode is fear-mongering and scandals. My goodness, this is August 16th, 2016. So obviously, things were going on way before this story came out in the news. I'm looking at episode number 7, which is 8 questions to judge your current financial planner. Volatility and what your banker never told you is the 8th episode. Monday morning staff meetings is the 9th episode. That's quite interesting. It gives you a behind the scenes look of what bankers are talking about before the doors actually open. The episode 11 is titled Exposing All the Fees That Mutual Funds Charge, all the hidden fees basically. Going up further, there's of the two of the most important steps your financial advisor is missing, and I basically explain why your financial planner is missing these two steps. It's because they don't get paid for giving advice, they get paid for selling. But you can hear that episode. As you probably know, all episodes run anywhere between 12 and 15 minutes. Who has more time to listen to these things? I know I don't have a lot of time to put into podcasts, but every podcast is pretty much detailed and concise, and there's no fluff. We skip to the meat right away. So take a look at those episodes if you'd like, or listen to those episodes, and they'll give you a very good idea of what goes on and how you can protect yourself. I also did an article. I wrote an article on LinkedIn several days ago, and it's been viewed by nearly 800 people as of Monday morning, March 20th, and I've never received any kind of viewership like that. I don't know how to market these things anyways, but obviously the title of the article caught people's attention. And it was titled, The Canadian Banking Scandal, The Most Disturbing Fact That Has Not Been Mentioned Yet. I received quite a few likes. I received many comments from people that are in the industry. And the huge majority, I think there's only one or two comments that sort of dispute what I say, but the huge majority of the people, which includes current employees and it includes retired employees, all agree with what I had to say about the scandal. And just to give you a couple of lines of what I wrote, I said I can write a book on all this. Having been in the banking sector for over 20 years, I've seen this activity going on all the time. So bankers are trying to upsell by lying to their clients. Tellers, mortgage salespeople, investment salespeople, and branch managers are doing it every day. Good employees going on burnout because they can't handle the pressure of having their managers ask them about their sales number four times a day. And this is no exaggeration. I've seen scenarios where, and again, I used to work in branches, I'd say up until 10 or so years ago. And the last 8 years of my career at the banks were spent at the private banking level. But I spent time at the branch levels, and I saw these things for myself. And when I visit the branches, when I was working again as a private banker, I had several branches that were sort of under my wing for their clients, for, you know, private banking clients. And I'd visit the branches, I'd hear managers telling me that the regional manager would call three times a day asking how much mutual funds were sold. I mean, to this point, the micromanaging that was going on, they'd ask how many appointments do the bankers or have the bankers set for this week? Do they have at least 15 appointments? Every appointment, basically, or every client that bankers meet, they have to upsell. They have to sell something, whether they need it or not, credit cards or increasing your line of credit. They always have to sell something. And you'd think a banker or an ex-banker like me, who was in the business for 20 years, would never fall victim. Wrong. I fell victim. I fell victim actually a couple of weeks ago. I opened up a line of credit with the RBC. As a matter of fact, they told me you're pre-approved, so on and so forth. So I wanted to go into the branch and see what their approach was to sales and how they would approach me. And well, they made me sign the documents for the line of credit, and they didn't try to upsell me because obviously they saw that I'm a financial planner. I had told them that I've been working at banks for a very long time, so they didn't try anything like that. But what I did is I used the line of credit to do my RRSP contribution for my wife. I get the statement several weeks later, and they had added protection insurance in case I can't make my payments. Nobody asked me if I wanted this. Nobody made me sign anything. So now, I mean, I couldn't believe my eyes. And I saw this, and I received this actually before the headline came out last week. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk into the branch. I want to speak to the manager, and I want to tell him or her of what happened. And basically, I want to see them, let's say, wiggle in their chairs, trying to figure out how they're going going to explain it to me. But I'll let you know on the next podcast, if I'm able to go to the bank before then, what the reaction was of the branch manager. I want to see the employee as well and confront her and get her reaction. So I'll let you know how that goes the next time. After I walk into the branch. The final point I want to make regarding all this is some of the staff at the branch. And you know what? I've never blamed the staff for doing what they do and how they do it, because the pressure's on them to perform like you've never seen. As I mentioned before, the micromanaging is simply incredible, and it really gets to people. But imagine now that there is a customer service representative, or the way they used to be called, tellers, up front, who have been working at the banks for like 20, 25, 30 years, and they started way before the sales culture invaded the banks. And so their duties were basically to help clients cash in their checks and pay bills and stuff like that, give them cash, the basic teller responsibilities. And then 20 years into their career, they're being asked to sell products, and they don't have lots of experience in selling it. Some of you may know, selling is, there's pressure and it takes a certain personality. And this is what they were asked to do almost overnight. I felt so sorry for them to see them trying to perform. We would always have discussions in the lunchroom as about how things are and how they feel about things. And I'll tell you, it wasn't a pretty sight. And I saw numerous people burning out, going on sick leave, depression, and so on and so forth. And another way that one way that you can see how it affects employees, how the sales culture affects employees at the bank: whenever you walk into your bank, if you walk in 6 months later or a year later, you'll see nothing but new people in the branches, new managers, new financial planners, so on and so forth. And the clients were always asking questions as to why there's so much turnover. Well, that's the main reason for turnover is of the pressure of sales. And, many people don't succeed in reaching their sales objectives. So what do they do is they apply for another job in the bank, and then somebody replaces them, and it goes on and on and on. So that's, I think that's all I will say regarding this issue right now. We'll go on to other things. Hopefully, I'll be speaking about more on information and advice, and perhaps more scandals. We'll see. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks a lot for joining me again here on Confessions of an Ex-Banker. If you have any questions, if you want to reach out to me, you can email me at john@meritfinancialplanning.ca. You can look me up on LinkedIn or Facebook, John Kalos, and I'll answer all questions that you have. And if I do get more questions, I'll answer them on the show over here. So that's it for now. Thanks for joining me. And as I always say, money is a good thing, but it doesn't come with instructions. So go out there and seek some good professional, independent financial advice. And I love for you to join me again next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Confessions of an Ex-Banker with John Kalos, brought to you by Merit Financial Planning, where our certified financial planners are helping Canadians keep more of their money every day. Applying what you learn in this show will save you thousands of dollars every year and give you an insider's look at the strategies that the most famous investors have been using for years but have been hidden from you. To find out the exact amount you could be saving right away, call us for a free consultation at 514-819-3370. That's 514-819-3370. Or visit us at meritfinancialplanning.ca and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.